just for me. They laid him in a tomb just for me. They laid him in a tomb just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him at the hill that tore me. The angel rolled the stone away just for me. The angel rolled the stone away just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him at the hill just for me.
This is the good part, Brother John. He's coming back from heaven just for me. He's coming back from heaven just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him at the hill just for me. Do you believe that?
Absolutely.
I thank you, little children, here for making my day. I'm glad your adults are here, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that all these little children are here. I'm glad to have them, Brother Lonnie. And they don't bother me. I love them. And I got down there and talked with this one I've watched grow up. And she's special. I know she's special to Mama and Papa. But you know she's special to Jesus. If we could be as good, Brother John, as these little children. You know, I watched Lindsay, she come in, she's grown up. I love you, Lindsay, wherever you're sitting at, honey. I watch them as they grow up, and I love them so much, and I want them to go to heaven, Brother John, when life is over. And there ain't but one way for them to go, Brother Junior. That's through Jesus. That's the only way they can get there. And there's not a mamaw or a papaw in this house that don't want their children to go to heaven. There's not a mommy or a daddy in this house that don't want their children to go to heaven. I want them to go, Brother Lon. It won't be important that I'll know them there, but I'll know that they escaped that great place, the lake of fire, and that'll be all right. If they escape that, Sister Kim, it'll be wonderful. There is a place, and I hope God will bless for a moment of time. I love you all and am thankful to have everyone that's here. And all you little children here, there's an Easter basket for you, and all you so-called grown-up children, there's something for you too. Of course, we have to have an age limit. We cut it off. If not, Brother Junior would be wanting his. And so we have to have an age limit to where we cut it off. And we're thankful for all of you that are here. And you all remember. Pray for me that God would bless me to preach for you. I have nothing to preach to you except for this, to preach Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, Brother John, and the only way from this earth to the glory land. And I'm glad and thankful that He come and made a way for all. Somebody said, Brother Jim, that it was just for a few. The Bible said that he died for the sin, S-I-N, of the whole world. And what did he do? He made a way for us, Brother Lon. When he went to Calvary, Brother John Bowling, he made a way for everybody. But because he went to Calvary, he didn't automatically save everybody, Sister Kim. And today, somebody said, well, Brother Terry, because he died, I'll be saved anyway. That's not true, brethren, today. I know that's being taught among churches today. That's being taught, Brother Lon. Because he died, Brother Roger, that everything's going to be all right. That's not true, Brother Lon. The Bible teaches us that we're not saved by his death, Brother Darwin, but we're saved moreover by his life, Brother John. And I want you to understand, when they put him in that tomb, Brother Doc, they thought they had him, but I want you to know that when he come out of there, and Josh, he come out of there victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because he rose that morning, Brother Larry Conley, I can live. And because he got out of the tomb, Brother Harvey, today, because he suffered, I can reign the good things of this world. And somebody said, you don't get good things in this world, brethren. And I want you to know, there's not a one of you here today that rode a mule to church. And there's not a one of you today that come here that probably didn't have a bite of food to put in your mouth. Everybody that come here, Brother John, I've been given plenty, brethren. I hope God would bless me just for a moment of time. Today, I want you to understand. Yes, Brother Junior, he's soon going to return. But I want you to know, yesterday, brethren, what's he coming for? Many men say a lot of things and what he's coming for, but I want you to understand, you all pray just for a moment of time. Yesterday, I love the Lord, brethren, and I want you to know, Brother Junior, I believe he's sitting right on the right hand of the Father, don't you? Yes, Brother John Mitchell, what's he doing there, Brother Junior? He's making intercession for us, brethren, today. Yes, today, I want you to know the world we live in, and Brother Brian, today is soon going to draw a close. I don't know what everybody thinks about it, but I want you to know, yes, today, I want you to understand. They sought him many ways, Brother Junior, and they begin to look for him. You all pray that I'll get in a little comfort zone, Brother Junior, for a little while. Today, yesterday, I want you to know. Today, Brother Lon, and they sought him many ways, and they couldn't find him. But what did he tell them one time? Today, he said, my time is not yet, but yours is always. Brother Keith, what is your time today? Every man and every woman out here, yes, Brother Junior, to death could come to you today. And if it come to you, where would you be? They tried to find him, brother, but they couldn't get him, could he not? Do you believe he had an appointed time to die? Oh, Brother John Mitchell, they tried to take him, brother. They thought they'd killed him, but I want you to know what he told them. He said, I've got power to lay it down, and I've got the power to take it up again. Oh, man, he was here for 33 and a half years. And what I want you to know, when he began to preach, Brother Junior, what did he preach? His own gospel, brother, today. Oh, Brother Jim, he went out and preached, and he told them today, just like John, his predecessor, had told him. He said, I'm not the one. Are you the one, John? No, I'm not him. But I'll tell you what, what I come to do, I come to prepare the way of him. Oh, Brother Roger, I I'm not the one. There's one coming after me. He said, I baptize you with water. But I tell you what he's going to do, Brother Lonnie. He's going to baptize you with water, with the fire and the Holy Ghost. Oh, Brother Junior, I suppose that you and I have baptized many, but we never baptized any under the remission of their sins. We didn't have that power, Brother John. But I'll tell you what we done, Brother John. We took them at their word, did we not? And we took them down to the water, Brother Kenny, and we baptized them into the water. Oh, why did you baptize them, Brother Fred? For an answer of good conscience toward God. And I want you to know, when they went in the water, Brother Lonnie, I believe they're happy if they're answering that conscience, don't you? Oh, but John said, oh, you don't understand, I'm not the one, but I come to bear witness of the one. And I want you to know, every one of you are witnesses for Christ. Are you a witness for him or what, Brother Junior? Are you a witness against him? One of the two, Brother John. What are you doing with your life? Are you telling Jesus, I love you? There's many, like Brother Darrell said last night, I'm very spiritual, they'll say. And I've got religion, Brother Junior, but have they got salvation today? Oh, boy, salvation is what, Brother Junior? It's deliverance, is it not? From what? From sin, Brother John. A long time ago, at mile marker 146, I was delivered from sin, Brother, and God come into my life, Brother Kenny, and he took up his abode in my life. And you know what, Brother Corbett? I ain't never been alone since that time. Oh, Brother Junior, and when I lay on my deathbed, Brother Lonnie, he'll be there to pillow my head. And you know what, my brother, he'll be there to say, Brother Terry, I want to hear him say, you've been faithful over what, brother? Just a few things, Sister Janet. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you now. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Oh, but Leroy, I want you to understand, Brother Fred, that he's the ruler of my soul, he's the ruler of my heart, Brother Lonnie. But you know what the Bible said, Brother Junior, about a man's heart. What is it, Brother Junior? It's continually evil. But you know one day, Brother Lonnie, he come into me, and he took out that old stony heart. And here's what he done. He took out that old stony heart, Brother Everett, and he put in me a heart of flesh. Mark sometime, I hope he's soon, that he takes out, if he ain't already, take that old stony heart out and give you a heart of flesh. What will it do, Brother John? It'll make you love your enemies, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother Jim, it'll make you pray for your worst enemy. And you know what it'll do, Brother Kenny? It'll give you a desire to do something, won't it, Brother John? It'll give you a desire to go and go somewhere and tell your brothers and sisters that God has saved your soul. And you want to put your light on a candlestick. That why would you want to put your light on a candlestick, Brother Junior? Oh, I'll tell you what you can do. Sister Sylvie, you can light a light, even though it's electric, and you put it in the floor, Brother Junior. It don't give off much light into the room. But what happens when you hold it up, little girl? What happens when you hold it up? It gives light unto all that's in the house today. Oh, so therefore, therefore, oh, Brother Junior, let's walk in his counsel. Let's be his number one fan. There's many people here. They're UK fans. And they're North Carolina fans. And all the fans of all the many teams, Brother Junior. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? My brother, I'm a number one fan of Jesus today. Oh, brother, I'm his number one fan as far as I'm concerned. Don't you, Joshua and Hannah, I want you to be his number one. And somebody said, you mean to tell me when he looks out in this world? I told Andrew this morning, I couldn't hardly believe my eyes. He's so handsome, and he's all dressed up and nice and looking. And not that you're always not nice looking, Andrew, but you're cleaned up today and you look real good. Oh, but I tell you what, oh, today, the Bible said, today, there's no fuller soap that can clean you up like Jesus. Brother Fred, you know what fuller soap is? They used to have it years ago. And even Ivory will say, they're 99, 100% pure, Brother Junior. But I've got something better than that. I've got 100%, Brother John. Oh, who have you got, Brother Terry? I've got Jesus in my soul. And you know what he done? He cleansed it up, Brother John. Just like you down by the barn lot on Interstate 64. He come in and took it all away from me. I'll tell you what I done, Brother Larry. All I done was believe on the finished works of Christ, Brother Lonnie. And he made my soul brand new. Oh, Brother Junior, I don't know what being born again is, but I want you to know. Even Nicodemus, the governor, brother, he was a smart man, Brother Junior, but he didn't know what it was like. And he went to Jesus by night. And I've heard him say many times, why did he go by night? I don't know, Brother Junior, but I want you to know, Brother Carl, when he went there, he was an inquiring man, was he not, Brother John? Oh, today, one day, Brother Junior, I become an inquiring man, and I begin to inquire, Jesus, 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 I'd heard about him all my life, Brother Larry, Mommy and Daddy told us about him, did they not, Brother Lon, Mama and Papa told me about him, Brother John Bowling, Mommy told you about Jesus, she was a great minister, wasn't she, Brother, Brother Lon, today, but I never heard his voice, Brother Junior. But one day, Brother John, when I was 16 years old, somebody said, you don't remember that. Oh, yes, I do. One day when I was 16 years old, Taylor, God called my name. And he said, Terry Bryant. Somebody said he didn't call me by name, but he did me, Brother John. I said, Terry Bryant, today I want you to serve me. And here's what I told him. I said, Lord, I ain't got time for you. There's too many things I want to do, Brother Lonnie. That day he called you in Indiana, Brother Lonnie. You could have turned that day if you'd have listened to him. But did God know what you'd do? Yes. God knew all these things today. But he said, Terry, I want your heart. And I said, no, no. He's telling you the same thing, Andrew. He's telling all you young children the same thing. I want your heart. And Satan's coming by and say, no, don't you listen to him. There's too many things you want to do. And today, there's too many play toys I got for you, Brother Carl. Oh, but Jesus is saying. All I want is your heart. But Satan don't tell you what he really wants. What he wants is your life, brother. And I want you to know, Brother Junior, and he's going to steal your life and take your soul, brother. But I want you to understand that Jesus is honest with you, but Satan's lying to you all the time. Brother John, today, brother, I know this for a fact because I listened to him, Brother Chuck, and he took me off where I didn't want to go. And Brother Junior often says this, that sin will take you farther than you want to go. And he may take you and keep you, Brother Junior, today. And I want you to know, what do you mean he'll keep you, Brother Junior? I want you to know that you may die on the next curve. And so therefore, today, I want to save time for Brother Junior to come and preach to you. I felt good, Brother Junior. I've got in a little bit of the comfort zone where I can work now. And Brother John, somebody said, Brother Terry, why'd you cut your hair off? There's many things, Brother John. But you know, when I get to heaven, if I'm bald or if I got all kinds of hair, it won't make no difference to me. I'll tell you the greatest thing I ever done. When I give him my heart, Brother Fred. And you know what? Somebody said, I can't give him my heart. You can, but you don't want to. That's the problem, Brother Dog. They don't want to. Why don't they want to? Because they love that darkness, brother. More than they do the light, Brother Bruce. They love that darkness. They love the drugs. They love the alcohol. They love all the things they're doing. And that's why they won't turn to Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. God won't save you as long as you're a drug addict. And God won't save you as long as you're a drunk, Brother Junior. Whether you believe it or not, it's the truth. I believe that you have today. I believe your ways have to be changed, brother. I believe today that God will give you the mind to change the way you're going, Brother John Bowling. And he'll give you the strength, right, Brother Kenny, to do that. God will give you the ability to change. What are you going to do with Jesus today? What are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to say, away with him? Or are you going to say that I want Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? You know, when they come for him, and I'm going to quit. When they come for him, Brother Fred, that governor thought he had all kinds of power. Pilate said, don't you know I've got the power
to turn you loose
or to let you have them, give them to him. What did he tell him, Brother John?
You have no power
except my Father would give it unto thee. And they come for one, and he said, they asked for one of them, and it was a custom then, Brother Junior. They could turn one loose, couldn't if they wanted to. And there was a man down in that prison, brother, today that was guilty as any sheep-killing dog had ever walked. He was guilty, Brother Kenny. He was guilty, Brother John. And they said, give us Barabbas. But what should we do with the one you call the King of the Jews? What should we do with him? What are we going to do with him, Brother John? Little did they know, little sister, that little did they know that they were doing God's plan and didn't even know it.
Absolutely.
They were fulfilling God's plan and didn't even know it, Brother John. They said, away with him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Are you saying that today? Are you saying crucify Jesus? You are if you don't turn to him. Here, I helped put him on the cross. But you know, I believe that he went to the cross, and we're going to close. I believe he went to the cross, and I believe that he died, Brother Brian, and I believe on that third and appointed morning, he got out of the tomb. And because he lives, I can live too. So I've quit, and Brother Junior is going to come and close.